Thank you, Vanessa. And we are here for Bryden's Lawyers, the best in the business. If you need any legal advice, 1800 848 848 is the number for Bryden's Lawyers. And we're here for 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined. They've got a great range. If you're in the market for a garage door for a new home, or if you want to update what you've got, 4ddoors.com.au. Coming up this half hour of the program, some amazing audio from the global game last night. We will play it, where there was an attempted carjacking of one of the guests while she's on air, former Matilda's star, Alicia Canavas, on the program with Simon Hill being interviewed at the time. We will play that audio for you. We will play it because Alicia's okay and was able to get away. But it's an extraordinary piece of radio live on air from last night. But a big guest coming up in just a moment too, Brandy.
Vossi, yesterday we had a chat with Mitch Moses, the Eels halfback. The other part of that dynamic duo for Parramatta is their fullback, Clint Gutherson. He's a friend of the program. We've spoken to Gutho before and he joins us on the line. Morning, Guth.
Good morning, men. How are we all?
Well, we're good, mate. You're up and early. Vossi said you might have just finished shift work and we're catching on the way home, but you're up early and you're off to training.
Yeah, off the train in the sport. I'm an early riser, so I just get up, have a coffee and get in there and just bum around, annoy a few people and get out of the house. But it's always good to get up early.
So what will you actually do today? And do both sides go to Martin Place for the fan day? And what will you do on the field today?
On the field, I think the fan day is tomorrow. So we've just got a normal training day today and then the Dally M's tonight. So there's about 7 or 8 of us heading into the Dally M's, and we just got a normal training day, start preparing today, and then tomorrow we've got the fan day, and then I think that's sort of it for the week for the boys, and then we just got captain's run, then we're into it. So just looking forward to the rest of the week and getting our training done and getting our prep done.
I've made the point, Clinton, congratulations on making your first grand final, that sometimes you talk about rookies, but there's a lot of you blokes at Parramatta, like Ryan Madison's played a grand final, Bailey Simonson has played a grand final, but there's not much else. I mean, but you're not rookies. You've been around the block plenty of times. You're 28, Mitchell Moses and the like. You're not rookies. So how excited are you? Are you nervous? Are you worried about how you're going to handle things? Can you treat it like any other game, Clint?
Look, you're obviously going to get nervous. I'm not going to lie. You're probably a couple of days after the game on the weekend, I started sort of thinking about it and taking it all in. And I think you have to, as you said, there's only two of the boys that have been this far before, and with Matto and Timo. But look, we've been playing footy for a long time. A lot of the boys have played representative games, and we hadn't got to last week either. So a lot of us hadn't had any experience with last week, and we just tried to keep it as normal as possible and goes to another level this week. But you just got to enjoy it. A lot of the boys that have been there before from previous teams have sent me a message and just said, you got to enjoy the week. You got to be smiling. If you try and read into it too much, it's going to take a toll on you. But I'm just going head first into it and enjoy the week. And come Sunday, you just got to go out there and see what happens and hopefully it's good enough. But we're just looking forward to getting our prep done, seeing what happens, and just really enjoying the process of the week.
Now we spoke to Mitch yesterday, and he took us through what he went through on Friday up there in Townsville. You're good mates with Mitch, and you can tell on the field that you bounce off each other. Your thoughts on just what he had to contend with last week as you went into that game against the Cowboys?
Yeah, it was a bit of a roller coaster of life emotions for Mitch last week with the passing of his grandmother, then the birth of his daughter, then a prelim final. So it was pretty chaotic. We always knew that he was going to come if it came down to it, but just you never knew the odds were going to sort of all line up and we were going to be away and we're going to be in Townsville for the prelim. And you could sort of see on the day that he was a bit scrambled around. He had his phone on him waiting for the call to sort of FaceTime in and sort of try and be there as much as he could. But he obviously didn't have his best game for us, but we just knew that he needed to be out there. And when he's on the field, the boys are very confident in what we're going to do. And it's just that presence that he had. But I thought he was great. He handled it really well. And as I said, he just needed to be out there for us to be able to guide us around. And that's what he did. And hopefully this week is a little less confusing and less emotional. But look, as I said, he handled it really well. And he's in for a big one this week.
Now, another aspect of the grand final, I think we heard from the Inner Sanctum at Parramatta there a few weeks ago, you're calling it your last dance because, you know, you've got a number of players leaving the club that you sort of galvanised and rallied that, you know, for a number of players, this is their last match for the club. So it's that extra sort of little, if you needed any extra motivation, there's that emotional aspect as well.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of boys moving on. Every team's very similar. They'll be thinking the same. They're losing the likes of Kikau and a few others as well. So both teams are going to be thinking the same. But we spoke about after the first Penrith game, we went out there and didn't play anywhere near the footy we wanted to play. And we just spoke about it straight after that and said, boys, we just got to go out there, have no regrets on the footy we play. And since then, we've been playing closer to the footy we wanted. But again, it goes to another level this week and against a team that's been at the top for a long time and had that experience. But we're just looking forward to it, mate.
Do you dare to dream what it could be like if you win with this Parramatta fan base that have come to love you, Clint? You are King Gutho. What it could be like for them? I mean, you are a Manly boy, but you know the history of the club and the 36 years and all of that. Can you dare to dream what it could be like? I mean, they burnt the grandstand down when they won in 81. Burnt the ground.
To be honest, Bossy, I have. You always have these visualisations about where you want to go, not just in the game that's coming up, but into the future. And before every year, you sit down, you write goals, you always want to achieve those goals. And this is always one of them, and it would be for most players. But you just got to be able to put that to the side when it comes down to it and put in a great performance. And that's all we're looking to do. And we saw on Monday the type of support we have at the moment. We had 5,000 at our training session the other day. And I think we saw after the game at the Leagues Club, there was people burning things, got drums, jumping around. And it's great for the game. It just like Penrith is there. It's the heartland of rugby league out here, and it's going to be chaos all week, and you wouldn't want it any other way for the grand final.
Nominate a player. If that player fires, Parramatta are hard to beat.
I think our forwards. I think when Reggie Jr., Ice and Laney are really playing well and going after the game, it lets Mitchie and Dill sort of get around the field and play the footy they want. But look, it's a massive challenge that they come after us in week one and showed us how to finish off a game. We were in it to the 65th minute and we lost Mitchell. A few things didn't go our way and they've piled on a few points. But if our forwards can get moving, they're going to be thinking the same. They've got a great pack and it's going to be a great matchup. But if our forwards can get moving, get some pass on the ball, it's going to go a long way in putting us in the right direction.
All right. Last time we had you on the program, just looking ahead, Clint, in finishing, because we really appreciate your time, Clint Gutherson, with us. I think you were doing woolly shopping and there were other things and your child was having the first swimming lesson and all that sort of thing. Have you thought ahead how you're going to plan your grand final day? Because you speak to players about how long the day is waiting for the match. How do you keep things normal? So you got family time. How are you going to spend Sunday in leading up to the game? What's the plan?
Yeah, my game days are pretty similar, to be honest, Vossi. I'm a very cruisy guy. Obviously, this week's going to be a little bit more. You're probably going to be a little bit nervous and you're going to want to get out of the house. But I normally try and get down the dog park and take my two dogs down there for a couple of hours, hour and a half, and just throw the ball around, get away. You don't really think too much when you're down there and have a coffee, have some breakfast, and I'll try have a nap before lunch. And then I like getting out to the games early, probably to take away those nerves before games. And I'll get out there and watch the girls' game before and just try and soak it all in and try and get out of the house early, take my family in and just enjoy the day. But most importantly, get the dogs out of the house first. They're on my list first to look after, and then the rest will come off the back of that.
All right. Clint Gutherson and his two dogs coming to a dog park near you on grand final day.
Keep an eye out. They'll have the jerseys on.
Yeah, all right. Take your pooper scoop bag down there. Good on you, Clint. That's fantastic.
Great chatting, Garth.
We really appreciate your time. you know, biggest week of your rugby league life, mate. Just enjoy it. And, you know, only one team can win. It could be the Eels. If it is, look out. Wow.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good on you. There it is, Garth.
Yeah, Clint Gutherson. Terrific player, terrific fella. But, you know, he's been so good. So good for Parramatta. They didn't like him when he first got to the club, you know. He was the manly boy, came over, and I think he tells the story there was a bit of booing. Didn't take to him straight away, but now they absolutely adore him. It's fantastic.
It's been incredible for them. He's a great player. And Edwards and Gutherson are very similar to what they provide their team. Energy, always on the ball. Defensively, both fantastic at stopping tries as well as scoring them.
I reckon you're getting a little nervous because you're in your head. I'm looking at you right now and you're seeing, you know, maybe Gutho has his Greg Inglis moment from 2014. You know, the match is won and Inglis sprints away to score and he does the goanna. The game is won and Gutherson scores the last try and out comes the Gutherina. Hey, how would that feel for you, Brandy?
I am getting a little bit nervous now. And just after talking to Gutho about how he's feeling and... your mind plays tricks on your grand final week. You just keep running scenarios through your mind about what might happen on the field. But you don't want to wear yourself out either. You don't want to get to the grand final. You're mentally exhausted. So you've got to try and get away from it.
Parramatta might start really well, you know. It's a great matchup. It's a terrific matchup. It really is. And for the fourth time this year they meet. And
well,
it
when
is
you
the
think
Western
about the
Derby
games,
for the first time.
Yeah, when you think about the games they've played this year, we are in for a hell of a grand final.
Yeah, look, coming up. So our thanks to Clint Gutherson. Thanks again yesterday, Mitchell Moses, Dylan Edwards. If you missed the interviews, you can catch up on the podcast as well. But in a moment, now, no Michelle Bishop Sports Update at 6:45. She's got commitments with Channel 7. But we are going to play this audio from the global game last night on SEN. Simon Hill interviewing Alicia Karnavas. As she is being interviewed, is an attempted carjacking. We will play the audio in just a moment. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.